Just 24 hours after the Pakistani military launched the operation against an estimated 500 Taliban fighters in Bunair, Army spokesman Major General Attar Abbas says troops have taken control of the main town of Dagar and several police stations.
Security forces successfully secured Dagar by 800 hours today and established linkages with the present police there and the frontier constabulary.
General Abbas said military jets first bombed militant positions in the early stages of the operation on Tuesday, and then attack helicopters killed more than 50 fighters. He said Taliban fighters are still in control of some police stations and are putting up what he called a fierce fight from some strategic mountain positions. He said at least one soldier has been killed and three wounded in the clashes. Dozens of soldiers also are being held captive. General Abbas said 70 police and paramilitary troops were kidnapped from police stations Tuesday by Taliban fighters in Bunair, but 18 of them have been recovered. Residents in Bunair contacted by VOA reported witnessing soldiers shooting to death one civilian who had disobeyed the 24-hour curfew imposed on the area. One resident of a village just outside the main city, Dagar, said that he has mainly seen helicopter gunships firing on militant positions. He says we have not seen much military presence in the streets. He says troops are on hilltops, and from there they move to other areas. The witness said residents are generally neutral and neither support the Taliban nor the military offensive in Bunair. Pakistan's military has struggled to battle Taliban militants in the northwest in recent years, partly because of heavy casualties on civilian populations. Previous military operations have ended in truces. Army officers have said collateral damage has turned the local population against the military. Spokesman Abbas said militant tactics in Bunair are aimed at increasing civilian deaths.
We are operating against the miscreants who use innocent civilians as human shields. We are making all-out efforts to avoid collateral damage and displacement.
U.S. officials who have pressed their Pakistani counterparts to take more aggressive action against the Taliban have welcomed the new military action. A Pentagon spokesman Tuesday called them exactly the appropriate response to recent Taliban offensives that have claimed more and more territory. U.S. officials say they are considering a new aid package aimed at boosting the military's counterinsurgency capability and improving local governance. It is unclear how many people in Bunair have fled the recent army offensive. London-based human rights organization Amnesty International estimates more than 30,000 people have fled the recent clashes. The organization says those people are joining an estimated 500,000 Pakistanis already displaced by the violence. In Lower Deer, where the military says it has taken control from militants after launching an operation on Sunday, the government has been dropping pamphlets urging people to return to their homes and resist the Taliban. Local media reports say few Deer residents are taking up the offer to go back home. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.